Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The left fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hannon. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jim Hannon. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Brown reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Unser reaches second base with a double. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Unser moves to third. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Unser scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Brian settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Brian. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0-for-1 in the game. Brian takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to home to get Allen. Valentine moves to third. Brian moves to second. One out. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Hannon bunts towards first. Horton fields the ball and throws to Siebert covering. Safe. Valentine scores. Brian moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. It's Senators, 2, Indians, 2. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brian tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Senators. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. Brian drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Davalillo out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMullen. The throw from Sims and he is safe. McMullen steals second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Brown picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. McMullen scores. Allen moves to second. It's 4-2, Senators. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Billy Roer now pitching. Chico Salmon now playing second base. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman is walked intentionally. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stroud hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hannon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops it up and throws to first, with Hannon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon misplays the ball. That's an error on Salmon. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentine bunts towards the mound. Roar picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Roar. Allen moves to third. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bryan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Senators. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hannon bunts towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hannon for the out. Brinkman moves to second. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rohr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. Unser moves to second. It's 8-2, Senators. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Joe Askew now catching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Unser scores. Stroud moves to third. It's 9-2, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stroud scores. Howard moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-2, Senators. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-2, Senators. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Valentine hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jose Vidal now playing right field. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Ken Suarez now catching. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bryan hits a fly ball into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Brinkman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Suarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hannon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Chico Salmon. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Smith pinch hits for Larry Brown. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Unser who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 11-3, Senators. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.